Yesterday, absolutely no jury members chosen, selected. How rare is that, I wonder? Tanya J. Powers following the Trump, I guess you'd call it the hush money trial in New York. Hey, Tanya, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm okay. I don't know that it was any surprise that they couldn't find it. Didn't we start off yesterday? We're going, I don't know how they're going to find anybody for this jury. Is this rare, though, that the whole day they never find out one juror?
I mean, it's expected to take a week or two. So, in the grand scheme of things, I'm guessing out of the first 96 for them not to find anybody is, I mean, they half of them immediately, when they asked if they could be impartial, said no, they couldn't and were immediately dismissed. I would point out that's what's supposed to happen. If somebody's, not, if somebody's, if not, they can't be impartial, they're supposed to say, no, I can't be impartial. And then, okay, have at it, go on your merry way, and we'll see you in 8 years or whatever it is, at six maybe. But the ones who were left after the first group was dismissed, they started individual questioning of them. Two of the 11 who were questioned were dismissed. There was, some of that. But you're right. No jurors were chosen yesterday. There will ultimately be 12 jurors and six alternates. So yeah, this could take a while. Fortunately, it's Manhattan, and there are tons of people to choose from for jury selection. There is no shortage of folks. Having done jury selection just last year here in Manhattan in that same courthouse, there's plenty of folks, I can tell you. Yeah.
So a time frame for this, because we're running into already election problems as far as campaigning and everything like that. Donald Trump pretty much was shot down in his request. Didn't he also request to go and see Barron's high school graduation? They said, nope, don't get to.
I don't think they ruled on that one yet. I do know that he ruled on the Supreme Court one. He wanted to go watch the Supreme Court arguments, I think next week, and the judge said no. But I don't know if he's ruled on Barron's graduation yet.
Okay. All
There was
right.
a there's a lot of things that happened yesterday. A couple of other things I did think of note that were big was the fact that the judge did not recuse himself from the case. He'd been asked by the Trump team to recuse himself, and he said no. The other thing I thought was interesting, two more things. The Access Hollywood tape, there had been some back and forth over that. The defense had a win with that one because the judge ruled no, that they won't play that tape in court. There will be a description of the tape. I think there's some, I want to say there's some emails that have to do with the tape. That's the reason it's going to be brought up at all, apparently. But yeah, they can use a description. Maybe even some, like, I don't know if they can use an exact transcript, but I know they can't play the tape. So the jury will not hear the former president's voice from the tape. It is hard to
Interesting.
believe that anybody hasn't heard the tape at this point, but the jurors won't hear it during court. The judge also addressed him directly before he brought the prospective jurors in, and he said that any disruptive behavior, sparring with the judge, storming out, anything, especially like the stuff that we saw during his civil suit and his civil trial, the E. Jean Carroll stuff, any of that will not fly in criminal court. He's already said that he made it clear that he could be sent to jail and prosecuted separately if he engages in disruptive behavior. He also has to be there in court. If he fails to be present, a warrant will be issued for his arrest. That this is the judge kind of, doesn't seem to be playing around about any of this. And it's criminal court, so that is kind of a different thing, I guess.
What are the world? I don't know. Does the world? I know they care. I wonder how close the world is watching this, because they've got things going on in Ukraine, Israel, Iran, but this is unprecedented and it's never been done, especially in this country. I think the world always looked to us as some sort of stable, some sort. That's why everybody wants to get here. It's peaceful. It's stable. I don't know, on the streets of New York, very international world. Do you ever get to talk to anybody? Like, what do you think of all this?
I mean, sometimes you'll hear people discussing it, but it doesn't seem like to be the major of, topic. I mean, New Yorkers just kind of do their thing. I mean, not a lot phases New
Yeah.
Yorkers.
That's true.
I've noticed that in the decade that I've been here. You just sort of, there are things that any place else in the U.S. you would be like, that is weird, or man, can you believe that happened? And we're like, it's a Tuesday. You know, it's only because of the sheer number of interesting things that we see on a daily basis. So I don't know if people, you know, random people are just are paying close attention to this. Obviously, yeah. the political junkies are and folks who are very, you know, interested in the outcome are going to be paying attention. The outcome, well, definitely.
Yeah.
But the minutia, probably not. I don't know.
Well, we'll see if we can see the jury first and foremost. Eventually, mm-hmm. Eventually, you know, they will. Tanya J. Powers,
oh, yeah.
in New York.
Yeah.
Always fun to talk to you because you are a transplant in New York. And I love it. You walk around with your accent in New York. It's just got to be funny. And you've never picked up a New York accent at all, which is kind of neat.
No. I mean, I can do one, but no, I've never picked one. No. I will have to.
Hey, how you doing? Just say that. Just say, how you doing?
Oh, look at the time.
All right, Tanya. We'll let you go. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks.
See ya. Bye. Yeah, she had a heart out. She had to get out. It's 757, 1320 WILS. How would you like to hear somebody from down south do that, though? A New York accent. How you doing, y'all? All right. 1320 WILS. Mike Austin back with your morning wake-up. Just a minute.